I think it's a good bill. I think it addresses the fundamental issues which I have been stressing in this debate. First, we need to make sure that we have strengthened borders. We have significant provisions in here that will make our borders much more secure. Secondly, we need to enforce our immigration laws within the country. This legislation will accomplish that. And third, we need to deal with the reality of the 11 million undocumented workers that we have in this country and bring them out of the shadows. And this legislation will also accomplish that. So I'm very pleased with the vote. Our success in the United States Senate does not mean that we are going to have comprehensive immigration reform. I think that we have a major issue with the House of Representatives and strong views on the part of the leadership of the House that they want to build the wall and that that's the only solution. It's been my view and shared by the coalition that I've worked with very hard over the last several months that we can't do this by just taking a slice of the problem. We need to take the problem as a whole and come up with a comprehensive solution. You know, whether we'll be able to get the House on board to a comprehensive solution is still an open question. I will be out on the Western Slope with Senator Domenici. We will be looking at some of the oil shale sites, the historic sites from the 1980s, as well as looking at some of the new developments that are underway, including the Shell development up in Rio Blanco County. And the purpose of the hearing and the tour is that we essentially want to be in a position where we learn more about oil shale. And my position on oil shale has been that there is great promise in oil shale, but that we need to be very careful and very deliberate as we move forward in exploring the potential of oil shale. I want him and I want the staff members of the Energy Committee that will be with us to get a good understanding of the challenges that lie ahead. I don't see that oil shale today is a panacea to the energy crisis that we face in America. I think that we have some very difficult technological issues that still need to be addressed and environmental issues as well. I think it's important for us to have a healthy sense of reality when we look at oil shale development. And I think we need to look at the other cornerstones of what I believe are necessary for energy independence, you know, and that includes new technology, renewable fuels, and conservation. Now, as we develop our resources within the United States, including the development of coal, the development of oil shale resources, we need to be thoughtful about it, and we need to make sure that we're not sacrificing the sustainability of our environment and our public lands for the short-term gain of attempting to deal with the energy crisis of today. And the technology that is currently being explored with respect to oil shale is still in the middle of development. We're not there yet, and I think that's part of what we'll be learning next week. I received a letter in the last several days from Mr. Fong, who is the Inspector General at the U.S. Forest Service, and he confirmed in that letter that what they were doing is that they were looking at the issues that had been raised, and that they were, and that at the time that they completed their review, that he would then be letting us know what conclusion he has reached. I'm hopeful that that happens sooner than later, so that the determination as to whether or not this process has been influenced in an improper way can be determined. I hope that the investigation that is conducted is one that is complete and thorough and gets us to a determination of what the facts are. And if there's been wrongdoing, then consequences for that wrongdoing will have to be addressed. You know, if there hasn't been wrongdoing, then the matter simply continues to move forward.